We'll be talking tonight about Keni, Knizi, VeKadmoni. So those are three lands that were promised to Avraham Avinu, to Klal Yisrael, and we never got them. The Pasuk says in Parshas Lech Lecha, Bayoim ahu koras Hashem es Avraham bris lemor. That's by the bris ben Abesorim that Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, he was koris of bris, he gave avtocha, lezaracho nosati es oretz azois. Nosati, always it says Nosati is kilo, was given already because Amirose shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kilo nesuno. He gave him as an Oretz Azois min Nahar Mitzrayim ad Hanor HaGadol Nahar Pros. Those are the gvulos of Eretz Yisrael, from Nahar Mitzrayim until Hanor HaGadol Nahar Pros. Then it goes on to say which umos, es HaKeni ves HaKnizi ves HaKadmoini. It's interesting to point out that these three are the first ones that are mentioned in the Rishima, in the list of Bris ben Abesorim, and those are the last ones that we're going to get. Keni, Knizi, VeKadmoni are mentioned first, and we get them last. We'll talk in our shir what happens with them, what happened, what went on with them. Vesachiti, Vesaprizi, Vesorefoim. On the union of Refoim, there's a long Ramban, there's a lot of talk about what's called Refoim, which part is it, Chivi or what, but that we won't go into tonight. But we got it. Somehow we got Refoim. Vesuamoiri, Vesaknani, Vesagirgoshi. The Girgoshi, we know, were the ones that they just left. They didn't stay on in Eretz Yisrael to fight and to go against the Yidden, only they left and they went to Africa. Vesayavusi. The Gemara says here in Bava Basra, Daf Nun Vov, Omar Rav Yudah Omar Shmuel, Kol Sherol HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, that's in Parsha Zisa Broche, that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, we just read it, Alei El Har Avorim Hazeh, that it says in Hazinu, and Hashem told him, he'll show him the whole Eretz Yisrael, then it says in Parsha Zeis HaBrocha, Vayal Moshe Me'al Vosmoya V'lal Nevoi Roisha Pisgo, Vayareu Hashem Es Kol Oretz Es Agilo Dad Don, Es Kol Naftoli, Ephraim U'Menashe, Eretz Yehuda, Ad Yomo Acharon, Es HaNegev, Es HaKikor, Bikasirecha. It's mentioned a few places. Let's say for a dugma, it doesn't mention Yisochar and Zvulun, are not mentioned here. It's mentioned Yehuda, Gilod is Menashe, Don, Naphtali, Ephraim, Menashe is mentioned in Spel, Negev, Kikor, but there are some Shvatim that are not mentioned in Mefurash. Maybe we'll get to that also. So the Gemara says, Omer Avyudah Moshmuit, Kol Sheroa Kodesh Boch Le Moshe Chayev Bemaisa. The whole land, all the Gvulas that Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu, or Chayev Bemaisa, Lafuke Mai. What's it come to say that not? Of course, that's Israel. Chayv b'maisa. What does it have to say? Kol she'er lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. So Rash and the Rashbam points out the posik in Zois HaBrocha. B'shas misos yekidichsiv ayareu Hashem es kol ha'oretz es hagilo dat don. So what does it come to say that not? Of course, it doesn't come to say that Yisochar and Zvulun not, even though they're not mentioned, because it's part of Eretz Yisrael. It's chayv b'maisa. So Rashbam says, "Hey, meim zayin ha'amim me'arksuvim b'chol mokim." And then the Gemara says, "Lafuke keini knizi v'kadmoin." And there's three pshatim. What's keini knizi v'kadmoin? But derech klal the sugya the alma and Rashi in every place mentions that keini v'knizi v'kadmoin is like what Reb Yehuda says, "Hal seir amoin moyel." We'll go with that. Keini knizi v'kadmoin is hal seir amoin and moyel. And those three won't be chayv b'maiser. The Rashbam says a very big chiddush. Avol keini knizi v'kadmoni shenosnu l'Avraham Avinu ben Abesorim. Lo yischayvu b'maiser lo osid lo v'kshiachzirem lonu. And it's an interesting lotion that the Achronim talk. What's it called? Yachzirem lonu. We never got it. But it says nosati. Nosati is kilu, we got it. And we didn't get it, but he'll return it to us. Meantime, it's by Amon Umoyev and Edom. So Laosid, when we get it, it won't be chayv b'maisa. Inami, im kovshu Yisrael mehem achrei Moshe Yeshua, kulam pturim min ha'maisa. Lichsiv osam zoi sorot sashom nishbati. The second pshat, the first pshat, he says that when we will get it, Laosid lovoi, won't be chayv b'maiser. Inami says if they will be kovish b'achrei Moshe Yeshua, they'll be all potter min ha-maiser. I don't know why the Rashbam is moisiv this. Like, what's the difference? If lossi lava won't be chayv, so achrei Moshe Yeshua also won't be chayv. Well, it probably means because we're still in the midst of being kovish Eretz Yisrael, and we'll be kovish that also. According to the Rambam, that the Rambam says that, we'll mention the Rambam Barichas later, but the Rambam also mentions that there is a union of kibush yochid. The, if the tzibur is kovish, it's called Eretz Yisrael. If the yochid is kovish, and before the tzibur was kovish, so then it's not, it doesn't become kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It says that's why Yoshua ben Nun went and he was mechalek Eretz Yisrael even before he was kovish. Today, that if towards whoever is kovish, all that kibush will be included in the chalukah that he did before, and it's called a kibush rabbi. So maybe the Rambam is coming to say, inami in kovshu Yisrael me'machrei Moshe Yeshua, it's also potter min ha'maaser, to tell us that that part Yeshua wasn't mechalek, and it didn't become kedushas Eretz. Be'etzem, the etzem svar of the Rambam, the Chazon Ish already says, what does that mean? Why is it moisiv if Yeshua made a chiluk before the kibush, that the kibush already becomes kibush rabbi? Say that's the Rambam. Now we have to know why the Rashbam says it's a pele dika chidush, that even when we were kovesh, keni knizi v'kadmoni, when we will receive it, we still won't be chayv betrumo maisa. Why not? It says a pasuk Chazal Darshan, Kol mokem asher tidroch kaf raglechem bo elochem yeh. First it says the gvulos of Eretz Yisrael in Parshas Ekev, and then it says the next pasuk after it says the gvulos. Goyim shem goyim gedolim batumim mikem. Kol mokem asher tidroch kaf raglechem bo elochem yeh min amidbo avalavona min anor naapros. It says that, and the Ramban brings it on the in Parshas Ekev, that if we have all the gvulos, that'll be the gvulos. After we're kovish all the gvulos, so then kol amokim asher tidroch kaf raglechem bo elochem yeh. And Yeshua ben Nun says it also, the haftorah that we read in Zeis HaBroche. He says, "Me'amid bo kol mokem asher tidroch kaf raglechem bo elochem nesativ kasher dibarti el Moshe. Me'amid bo valavonen azeh kol ha'tzachitim v'ad hayom ha'godol lo yiyeh gvulchem." So you see, and the Chazal say that after we're kovish all the gvulos of Eretz Yisrael, then kol mokem asher tidroch kaf raglechem, even though the Seder in the Pesukim, also in Yeshua and also in Ekev, it says kol mokem asher tidroch first. But it chat in the pasuk is after, that means kol mokem asher tidroch after you have the gvulchem, and that's why it says in Rov Rishonim, and it's brought from Chazal from the Sifri, that David HaMelech, when he was kovish Surya, why didn't it get kedushas Eretz Yisrael? It should be kovish, it should be kedushas Eretz Yisrael because kol mokem asher tidroch kaf raglechem, only because David HaMelech didn't complete the kibush of Eretz Yisrael. Still, there was somuch lepalter in Shalcho. There was the Yevusi in Yerushalayim. That still there was a place that was in the rule of the goyim, and we didn't be kovish it yet. So that's why he was in a hurry. He was kovish Surya before that, so it didn't get kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Akoponim, if there's the aloch of kol mokem asher tidroch kaf raglechem bo elochem yeh, so why lo'asid lovoy? In the time of Moshiach, when we get Keni Knizi V'Kadmoni, the Rashbam says it still won't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael for Terumas or Maisrus. Why not? Kol Mokem Asher Tidroch Kaf Raglechem Bo Elochem Yeh. So Pashtus, I would say that since it was in the Avtochev Avrom Avinu, and we didn't get it, so it's not in Kol Mokem Asher Tidroch. Hashem assured us from taking it. It says, Yerushalayis of Yerushal Ibn Eloit. So Memele, Hashem was mafkiyad. It didn't be included in Kol Mokem Asher Tidroch because he answered us from coming there. And lost in love when we get it. It'll be a new deal because of the Avtocha Vavrom Avinu, but not because of Kol Mokem Asher Tidroch. The Parashas Drochim talks about it. He has a Drush Shishi about this. Why, Lefi the Rashbam, their Be'emes won't be Chiyuv Trumas or Maisas. So he starts off and he says, There's a Rambam, Machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid, in Perek Yud Gimel von Shmita V'Yovel. He says, there's a lav, the Rambam counts it as a lav, שלא ייקח שבט לוי חלק בביזו, and שלא ינחל שבט לוי בארץ ישראל, אלא נוסם להם אורי מתונו לשבס מהם. There's a lav d'oraisa for a Levi to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael and to get a chelik in the Bizo. That means sholo that we take from goyim. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Gimel Aloch Yud, Kol shevet Levi muzorin shlo inchalu beretz Kanaan, v'chein ein muzorin shlo itlu chelik bebizo, b'shol shekovish nesa orim. When they're kovish the orim in Eretz Yisrael, they shouldn't be take a chelik in the Bizo. Shenema lo yeh lakoyanim alavim kol shevet Levi chelik v'nachlo im Yisrael, chelik bebizo, v'nachlo b'oretz. That means both things are a lav, and the Rambam says it has two lavim. One lav is to take a chelik bebizo, and a chelik in the nachlo. V'chein u'ema ba'altzom lo yisinchol, v'chelik lo yeh b'soichom bebizo. Lo yeh l'chom b'soichom bebizo. And then he says, uven Levi, oy koyen, shenot al chelik bebizo, loike. If he took a chelik bebizo, he gets malchus. And I saw this forum talk, why when the Rambam counts out the whole list of the Malkus in Hilchas Sanhedrin, per Tezayin or Yudzayin, why he doesn't mention this love. So that's what they talk about. So that's on, he says, Loike on Notal Chelik Bebizo. Some want to say it's Midrabon on a Malkus. Why? Because the Mishneh Lemelech says that the Rambam, he says teme. The Mishnah Rambam says teme. Perek Yutes Meilchas Sanhedrin lo imono lav ze bichlal aloike. The Rav Achinuch in Simen Tov Kuf Yudaled kosav shein loikin alav ze levishef sholav all of midli maise v'nitan leishov. And there's a klal in the Chinuch, and there's a stir in the Chinuch, that if it's possible to be over on a lav without a maise, so even if you did it with a maise, it's called a lav shein boy maise. There's stirus in it. There was bosav b'cholav. The Rambam holds not like that. Kono chometz bePesach is loike. And he says also it's nitan leishovon. If you took a chelik of the bizeh, you could give it back. Or give it back to Klal Yisrael. Vim notal. The Rambam goes on to say vim notal nachlo ba'aretz ma'avir inoisom imenu. You take it away from him. On this, he doesn't say that there's malchus. If he took a chelik, can you read that there's bchalal no maise? Notal nachlo, it's because karka is ein on exelis. It's not shaykh to move karka. You just sat there. So memele, if he's there, ma'avir inoisom imenu. You take him away from there. Could be it's even less than a hashova. When there's a chelik, a chefetz that you took, so it's hashova. Here, it might even be less than a dargo that's called a shovel. That's the Rambam Aloch Yud. Then the Rambam Aloch Yud Aleph says, Yeroeli, She'ein advorim amurim, this is what we said, there's two lavim, there's a lav of taking a chelik b'nachlo, elo b'oretz she'nichroso lo bris lavrom li'itzuk u'liyakuy, v'yoshua b'neim, v'nischal kolem. The Rambam says, the eretz that was nichras bris lavrom li'itzuk u'liyakuy, and the children of them were Yoyrishit, and it was Nischalkolim. So I think to be Medayek, according to what we will say from the Parashas Terachim, that's why he says Avram Yitzchok V'Yakov, because the bris of Ben Absorim was to Avram, and Keni V'Knizi V'Kadmon is not mentioned further. It could be that was said to Avram, and afterwards it wasn't said anymore, not to Yitzchok and Yaakov. Also, V'Yoroshua B'neim wasn't Niskayim and Keni K'nizi V'Kadmoni, and it also wasn't Nischal Kolayim. Avol She'al Kol HaRotzos, that's why we'll say that it's Nichlal and what the Rambam says further. Avol She'al Kol HaRotzos, She'koyvesh Melech Mimalchei Yisrael, Hari HaKoyanim V'Alevim Boisun HaRotzos U'Bebizosun Kechol Yisrael. That they machalek also the Chelek Anachlo, and also the Biza. So the Rambam, that's the Rambam Shita, that all the lavim of chelik and nachlo on levim is only in Eretz Yisrael. There was nichras ala bris, but nuah rotzes that they're koyvesh, there isn't that lav, and they take a chelik also in the nachlo, also in biza. And the Ravid says, Oma Avram im kein loitlu bem trumas a maisres game oyu tachas chelik oretz. The whole reason that the Kohanim Levim take a trumas a maisres is because they didn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. But if Nashara Rotzes, they do have a chelik, they can take part in it. So Memela, there shouldn't be Trumas and Maisres. That means it's mashma from him that the Rambam holds that there, it has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and the Rambam says so in Ilches Trumes in Perek Aleph. Ilches Trumes, Eretz Yisrael, lo amurim b'chol mokem yarotze shekoy v'sheson melech Yisrael lo shefet oinovi midas roev Yisrael. Zehu anikro kibush rabi. אבל יוחד מישראל ומשפחו יושבת שהולכו וכובשו לעצמו מוקם אפילו מן האורץ שניתנו לאברום. Even from the חלק that was ניתן to אברום. Here it doesn't say יצחק ויעקב. אינוי ניקרו ארץ ישראל שכדי שינהגו בו כל המצוות. It won't be called ארץ ישראל, that should be all the מצוות. So if so, after Yeshua died and people were כובש חלוקים of ארץ ישראל, why does it have a קדושו מפני זה? חולק יהושע בייס דינוי כל ארץ ישראל לשבותי. ואף על פי שלא נכבשו, why? כדי שלא תהיה כיבוש יוחד שיהיה לכל שבט ושבט ויכבש חלקי. And that Chazonish says what we mentioned before. What does it help what he was choylik? Ba'al koponim, this was Yeshua was mechalik, who based dinoy, all the shvatim, and each one knew his chaylik. So afterwards, when they're koybesh, it's a hemshech, it's a continuation of Yeshua's chiluk. That means Yeshua's chiluk is a tchilas ha-kibush. And then he says, "Oarotzu shekovash David chutz leretz Knan kegoin aram narayim baram tzuibo veachlab." That's Chaleb in Syria. Kayoitze ben afal pi shemelech Yisraelu veal pi beis din agod lo yoise eine keretz Yisrael lechol dovor veloy kechutz leretz lechol dovor kegoin bavel u'mitzrayim. It's an in between eretz Yisrael and chutz leretz. It should have been eretz Yisrael, but it's not. Elo yotzu miklal chutz leretz veleyosam keretz Yisrael lo yigiu mipnei ma. The Rambam says, "Yoldu mimala seretz Yisrael, mipnei shekova shoysom kodem sheichbosh kol eretz Yisrael, alo nishar bo mishivo amenim, ve'ilu tofas kol eretz Knan negvulo yiseo tchilo, if he would have caught, taken all eretz Knan, v'achar kach kova sheretz Yisachir, oyo kibushoi kuloi keretz Yisrael, chol dovor." So if you're kovish other arotzos when you're supposed to, that means after kibush of kol eretz Knan, so then it would be called eretz Yisrael, chol dovor. Even to Rumus or Mysos. Barotze, Shekovash David, Ena Nikro in Surya. So the Ravid asks that the Rambam says that there's no love on the Levim, a Chelek and Nachlo, so Memele, they could have in Shar Arotzos, they could have a Chelek and Nachlo, in Kain, Leitlu, Bem, Trumus or Mysos, Kemoyu Tachas Chelek Oretz. So why does the Rambam hold, and it's the same Rambam in Ilchus Trumus, why does the Rambam hold that there should be Kedusha Seltzis Ol Chol Dovo? There shouldn't be Terumas U'maisos, because Terumas U'maisos Lefi the Ravid is Tolui, if they have a Chelek in that Eretz or not. If they have a Chelek in those Shara Rotos, there shouldn't be Terumas U'maisos. And there obviously is. And then he brings a Raya, Evarei Bebizas Midyon, when there was Melchemes Midyon, so they took a Chelek, Loi Notlu Chelek B'Yisrael, Elo B'Terume, U'B'Mitzvah Siyotzer HaKol Yisborach. That means, the Levim and the Kohanim, they had a chelek. They had was ochus echot min hachamishim to the Levim. They took a chelek in the biza from Midian. Why? Just because it was a gzeras hakozros. So you're not sure that Hashem said they should give them. Without that, they wouldn't have a chelek. A biza you could take if it's not from Eretz Yisrael. It's not the ayoros of Eretz Yisrael. You could take a biza. So why did they have to have a gzeras hakozros siman that they never could have a chelek in the biza, even if it's shara rotzos, they won't have a nachla, not a biza. Memele, so the Lefi the Ravid, it's good. Why there's Terumas U'maisos? But Lefi the Rambam, he says, why should there be Terumas U'maisos? It's not instead of getting a Nachla, because they get a Nachla. There's a Kesef Mishnah here that he says, Vani Yoimel She'en Zu Asoga. The Eimer, the Eino Chanami. Maybe Eino Chanami. Maybe the Rambam really holds that there won't be Terumas U'maisos in Sha'ara Rotzer Shekovish. The Ravid is, there should be Terumas U'maisos. Be'emes, it's mashma from the Rambam, not here, but the Rambam we read from Ilchus Terumas, that he says, the Sha'ara Rotzer, Kova Sha'arotzer Sacherus, Hayo Kibush Kuloi Keretz Yisrael L'chol Dovor. So Mestome, he's saying on that Rambam, that there should be Terumas U'akoponim. The Kesef Mishnah says, from here we don't see a ride, Eino Chanami. Maybe the Sha'ara Rotzer, there won't be Terumas U'maisos. Then he goes on to say, V'Surye Moichiach, She'en bo Terumas U'maisos Midoy Reise. A Raya from Surya, you see that it's Shara Rotzos, and there's no Terumas U'maisos. So you see that Eino Chanami, that Shara Rotzos, there won't be Terumas U'maisos. So Parashas Drachim, Mishnah Melech Es. How could you say Surya Teichiach? Surya, there should have been Terumas U'maisos, and that's the Rambam Nechus Terum. It's only because he was Kovash Tchilo, he didn't wait till he was Kovash Keretz Knan Tchilo. But there should have been. So why does he say Surya Tuchich Adarabba? Surya Zaraya Hafuch. And he blames by he's by Tzorich Yun. But Rav Shach and Davi Ezri says that it's a Tov Sefer of the Kesef Mishnah. It should have said Ein Moichiach Misurya. There's no Raya from Surya Adarabba. That the Surya is not a Raya because Surya there should have been Terumas Umaisus. Al Kolponim. So the Parashas Drachim brings this Rambam and Raivad. Machlek is the Rambam and the Raivad and Shara Rotzois that the Rambam obviously holds that there will be Terumas Umaisus and there's no Iser Chelik V'Nachlo. The Raivad says it's totally Obero since in Shara Rotzois they could take a Chelik V'Nachlo. So Memela there shouldn't be Terumas Umaisus. And Bamis they bring the Gemara and Baba Basra Daf Kufchov Beis Shal Levi Echo. The Gemara says and the Rashbam says that Losi Lovot is Chalik Liud Gimel Shvotim Liud Gimel Chalokim Shovim. So that means Losi Lovoi, it's Mashmah here in the Gemara, that's what the Proshas Drochim brings. That even Eretz Yisrael will be mischalek, the 13 chalokim, and Shevet Levi will get a chalek. So if so, if either Raivet, there shouldn't be Terumas and Maisos Bechlal, even in Eretz Yisrael. Because at that time, Levi will get a chalek. So if they get a chalek, they don't deserve to get Terumas and Maisos. Elo, the Parasha Drachim says like this. He goes on to say with Kedusha Rishon, but that won't go into the whole pilpul of Kedusha Rishon, Kitchel, Shaitar, Kitchel, Osilova at this point. But he says that the pshat is like this. Since Eretz Yisrael already was nischayv betrumo meiser, so memele, it doesn't go off. That chiyuv stays. Even though Shevet Levi will get, Shaar Levi Yehud, they will get a chelik, but the chiyuv trumo meiser stays on from me'olam, lo'olam me'olam. Nu chalokim that didn't have kedusha till now, like keini k'nisi v'kad moini, over there, since the Shevet Levi will have a chelik in them, so memele, there won't be trumo meiser. So it's Meyushev that the Gemara says in Shmuel, and the Rashbam learns that Keni Knizi Bekat Moini Losi Lovoi won't be Chai Betrumas Umaisers, because the Gemara says in Daf Kufcha Beis that Levi will have a Chelik, and if Levi has a Chelik, there won't be Terumas Umaisers. Shenken Eretz Yisrael, even though they have a Chelik, but the Chiyuv of Terumas Umaisers stays on from before. So Bems, it's a little bit Shver, it's a kosher a little bit because. So why dafke keni knizi v'kad moini? It should be lafuke gans chutzlarts. Any chelik of chutzlarts that they weren't kovesh will be potter min ha-maisers because they'll have a chelik. So Bemis Tosfos already says v'im toima leime lafuke chutzlarts v'shloim adein ze chidush. Of course chutzlarts is potter min trumas ha-maisers. V'lekach oma lafuke keni knizi v'kad moini aval gav dem Eretz Yisrael. Even though they should have been from Eretz Yisrael because it's bris v'nam sorim, they had avtoche. So even though, so it's lafuke that they won't have terumas umaisers. It's still a little shver because lefi the Rashbam and lefi the Parashas Drachim that the whole thing is tole in chelik v'nachlo. So it's all shara rotzis. There's no more of a chidush. The chidush that itself is a chidush. That even though you're kovish and it should have kedusha Eretz Yisrael, but we're tole it one and the other. The Kohanim and Levim getting a chelik and terumas umaisers. There's no. Emes echidush more in keini knizi v'kadmoni. It's a little bit kosher on the Parashas Drachim. In the the Amud Eor talks about this Parashas Drachim in Simenai and Dalet. And he wants to say, B'toich Dvara, he says, maybe we'll say that, I mean, that's what he says, that Shaar Levi Echad, the Chalukah, the Shevet Levi, won't be the same Chalukah like all the Shvatim. It'll be just like when they came into Eretz Yisrael, Bisman Yeshua, they got Matones, that all the Shvatim gave Orim to the Levim. So also in those days, it'll be a Chalukah Orim to the Levim, but it won't be a Chalik in Eretz Yisrael like all the Shvatim. But it's a doichak because the Rashbam over there says it'll be nischalik instead of the yud beis chalok, it'll be nischalik to yud gimel chalok. It's interesting. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri talks about this Rambam and Raivad, and he says, how does the Raivad know? He wants to be mevayer the Raivad, and he has a he continues on with Arichas, that I don't think I'll go into it now, but the chelik that he starts off with is, how does the Ravid know to say that Eretz, that the Levim will get a chelik, memela they won't have terumas or maisers? Maybe the Torah was toilet terumas or maisers l'chatchile in Eretz Yisrael. If in Eretz Yisrael they don't have a chelik, so they get terumas or maisers. Once that was nikba, that they don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, because of that they get terumas or maisers. So even if you're kovish other arotos and they'll have a chelik there, but it's not totally terumas or maisers in every Eretz, every place. It's totally in Eretz Yisrael. Since in Eretz Yisrael they don't have a chelik, so they get terumas or maisers wherever it is. Wherever there's kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, they'll be terumas or maisers, even though they have a chelik. The Ravid needs a hesber. How does the Ravid know to be toilet ad kedekach in the nachlo of Kohanim Levim? So he says, Pashtus, the pshat in the Ravid is because it's a seder achaluka. When they're mechalik Eretz Yisrael, the chiluk was like this: all the shvatim get the land, and Kohanim Levim get the peiros. They get the terumas and maisers from the peiros. So it's all one shem chaluka. The seder achaluka is the shvatim get land, Kohanim Levim get their Orim HaMatonah, and they get Terumas HaMaisros from the land of Israel. But if you don't have the Chalukah, you don't have a Seder Chalukah like in other Arotos. It's not the Seder Chalukah like in Eretz Israel. So Memele, there's no Seder Chalukah. So Terumas HaMaisros also doesn't get a Chalukah. It's all part of one picture. It's one Misgeret of Chalukah. If there's no Chalukah like in Eretz Israel, it's a different standard Mechalik, like Biza, whatever your Mechalik, but it's not Chalukah of Nachlas. So Memele, there shouldn't be Terumas or Maisros either. That's what he says, that's a pshat in the Ravid. That the Ravid saw, not that he saw there's a Tliya in the Nachla of Kohanim. He saw it's a din in the Seder of being Mechalik Eretz Yisrael. So that Seder is in Eretz Yisrael, but not in other Arotos. May I time him? Maybe you could go on to think that since Laosid Lavo, they bring down from the Gemara and Kufchav Beis, there will be a different Seder Chaluk of Yud Gimel. So maybe there they say the Chalukah of Binishtan, but that's a little further. Also, we have to point out that the Parashas Drochim Pashtus is saying all his Chiddush, Pshat and Shmuel is only Lefi the Ravid, because the Rambam holds in the end of Perek Aleph Trumas, Aloche Chovov, so Machlek is the Rambam in the Ravid. Hatrume bizman haze, vafilu bimokem shechziku elei bovel, vafilu bimei ezro, even in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, eino min ha-toiro elu midivrei. She'ein lecho min ha-toiro, trume min ha-toiro, elo be'otz Yisrael, bizman shiu kol Yisrael shom. You need that should be in Eretz Yisrael, there's Terumah Doraisa, and you need all of the Yidden to be there. Shenemar kisovoyu, bias kulche, shohoyu biyerusha rishona, just like in Yerusha Rishona, all Klal Yisrael were there, then there's a chiv Terumah Midoraisa. But by Sheini, ukemoy shein asidin lachzo biyerusha shlishis, loy kemoy shohoyu biyerusha shnia shoyso bimeezro, shoyso bias mechtoson, ulfichot lorichiv oison minatoyo. When there's bias mechtoson, there isn't broad Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, so there's no chiv truma midoraisa, so it's midorabona. V'chein yiroi lishu adin b'maisra, shein chayovin ben bizman azelo midivreyem ketruma. So he said, the Rambam holds there's a chiv midorabona. So memele it comes out that there's a time in Eretz Yisrael that there isn't a chiv of trumas and maisras. So memele it comes out that los in love when we'll come back to Eretz Yisrael and be mechadish the kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. So we could say that there shouldn't be Terumas and Maisros because Shevet Levi get a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael because it's Nischalik Liud Gimel Sha'arim, because, and there's no Chiv that's Nimshach because in between there was a time that there wasn't a Chiv. So the Ravid is Chaylik on it. The Ravid says that Terumah Bizman Hazeh Doraisa, he brings the Gemara in Yevomis. So it's a Machlek, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid also that Terumah Bizman Hazeh Doraisa. So Lefi the Ravid, it's Truma Doraisa, and Memele it's Nimshach the Chiyuv, and it never is Poikea, and that's how it says the Pshat in Gemara and Shmuel. I think Tamud Ayar is the one who asks this Kasha, and he says the Pshat in the Barash Drochim, it's all Lefi the Ravid, it's obvious. But it could be that it's not a Taina from this Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say that the Eretz was Niftar from Terumas and Maisers. Because Rovis are all not here, it's like there's no Echetimtze. Be'emes, if one day all clouds would come, there is a chiyuv. It's not that there's a new chiddush, a new chiyuv that's nischadish. Pashtus, the chiyuv is there, but there's nobody to take it off. There's nobody. It's like there's nobody to take the trumos and maisos because Rov Klal Yisrael not here. If one day Rov Klal Yisrael happened to come here, pashtus, there would be a chiyuv d'oraisa. So it's not right to say that there's a time in between when there's no chiyuv and memelo. We have to be mechadish, and there won't be a chiyuv trumos and maisos. It's a new. It's not a new chiyuv. It's the old chiyuv. It's just there's no ichetimtze. Legabe, the union of Kibush Yochid, that we said Shara Rotzes, when you're Kovish, Komokim Asher Tidroich, there's two Tosfos about it, and a Rashi. The Rashi in Gittin says that David was Kovish Kibush Yochid, and that's the machlokes of Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush or not, of Surya's Chayim Doraisa, Betrubis of Maestras. Rashi says Kibush Yochid to David, Shiloyoyu Kol Yisrael Biachad, Kederch Shoyu Bekibush Yeshua, Shoyu Kulo. That everybody was together, that's called Kibush Rabbi. When not everybody's together, it's Kibush Yochid. Because Shua Letzurich Kol Yisrael Koidem Chalukah. They were Koivish before Chalukah, so Memele, that's called Kibush Rabbi. And it's Meduyek that the Rashi says Koidem Chalukah. Lefi the Rambam, Lechura, the Rambam says that they were Koivish after Chalukah. First they made a Chalukah. Today that the kibush should be a kibush. The Chura Rashi doesn't hold that way because Rashi says Kovshua Letzirch Kosol Kodem Chalukah. But there was places that they weren't kovish, so maybe Rashi holds that since they were kovish in the gvulos and they decided they were going to be mamshich. The hemshich is also a hemshich of the same kibush, but because it's within the gvulos, they came in aldas to be kovish the Eretz Yisrael. So it could take time. It takes time till David Amalek's time when they finished the kibush. But the Rambam says it's not enough. The Rambam said that you need that Yeshua was mechalek kedei that the kibush should be hold. Avol David lekova shelo letzorke. And then he goes on to say that David, not only that it wasn't everybody together, but David was kovish for himself. It says two halakim in Rashi. In Avodah Zarah, Rashi he brings down that Rashi Tosfos brings down Pirush HaKuntres on kibush yochid shlo yoyo sham urim v'tumim. It's a different lashon. Rashi says he brings down from the kuntres. From Rashi, they need urim v'tumim and shishim ribay. That means to go out to the mechome, you need a reshus. And the Ramban in Parshas Ekev also mentions that even though he says that the taina was on Surya, there was lifnei shekovash kol eretz Kanaan, but he mentions you need reshus from urim v'tumim and Sanhedrin. So obviously there's two halakim here. There's also you have to be kovish kol eretz Kanaan and you need reshus, or it means that if you weren't kovish kol eretz Kanaan, you need reshus from the urim v'tumim, which is instead of it. And then Tosfos brings another pshat v'yosel nir k'mo shapirush rabitzok meharput to call mashe kovash yochid k'gon yor b'menashe eino eretz Yisrael. It's b'emes yochid and rabim. If a yochid is kovish, it's not eretz Yisrael, but if a rabim is kovish, it's eretz Yisrael. But then he says, "Kasha di me'otz Yisraelu mimonafshach." If it's a chelik in the gvulos eretz Yisrael, so it's not a kibush yochid. He's doing it for everybody. If it's michutz loretzu, so even if it'll be shishim riboy, it should be called kibush yochid. Lefi Rabbi Yitzchak Meharput, lekach nire kol she'en reshus lichbosh nikro chutz loretz. Kol zman shlekovash kol eretz Yisrael. That's like what we said before. So there could be a few pshatim. One pshat Rashi says that it was that David was letzorko and there wasn't kol Yisrael shom. Then there's the Rashi that Tosfos brings down, and there's also that lashon the Ramban in Parshas Ekev, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, that he says that we needed urim betumim v'shishim riboy. And you have Rabbi Yitzchak Meharput kibush yochid kepshuto that a yochid was kovish, and then you have the pshat that most rishonim say that you need somuch lepalter in shelcho, you have to be kovish kodem kol. Call out Kanaan, and then you can be kovish everything. Yeah. Tosfos here in Daf Ches and Gittin, there's a Tosfos before that, a very famous Tosfos. Tosfos says the Gemara says Machlokes Rabbanan Rabbi Yude, what's the Yama Godol Gvul? There's a Gvul Amar Rovi, the west. Gvul, the west coast Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, where the Mediterranean is the Yam. According to the Rabbanon, you draw a line. There's a mountain, Huturei Amnon, way up high near Syria, near, higher than Lebanon, Syria, juts out into the Yam. You draw a line from there straight going down to Nachal Mitzrayim, and inside is included a chelik of the Yam. And if there's islands there or chalokim, that part would be called Eretz Yisroel. The Fire Biude, that's called Nasin Shebiyah, Miturei Amnon Ad Nachal Mitzrayim, Min HaChut V'Lifnim Eretz Yisroel. Outside that is Chutz Laretz. The Fire Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Eimar, Kol Shekeneged Eretz Yisroel Areyu Keretz Yisroel. Shenema Ugvul Yam, Voyo Lochem Ayom Agodol Ugvul Zei Elochem Gvul Yam. V'Nasin Shebetzdodin Roi Noison Kilu Chut Motuach Alem, Mikaplur Yevad Yam Ukianus, Min HaChal Mitzrayim Vad Yam Ukianus. Min HaChut V'Lifnim Eretz Yisroel, Min HaChut V'Lachutz Eretz Chutz Laretz. They draw two parallel lines, one from Kapluria, around Turiam, and also straight across the Ukianus, then from Nachal Mitzrayim straight across, whatever is in between from the north and south is in between the two lines of Eretz Yisrael, and outside of it is Chutz Laretz. So it comes out that Eretz Yisrael could be Nimshach further and further. I know that there was once a Rav in Chutz Laretz that he wanted a tiny part of America should be also called Eretz Yisroel because it wasn't in the line, but you have to know how. So it could be it's not Nimshach so far. It's Nimshach like in Europe where the land is continuous, but once it's, that's not clear. The Gitosha says, Shoal Rabbeinu Peter l'Rabbeinu Tam. To Bizman Hazeh, Hoyol Yischaiv l'Rabbi Yehuda b'Maisah. We're on the west of Eretz Yisrael. If he reviewed that they draw two lines, so I guess where he was in France or whatever, it's within the two lines which you draw. And the Mela, they should be chayv b'maisel if he reviewed. Veishiv, the loikayim alon to reviewed. The aloch is not like reviewed. If the aloch would be like reviewed, you'd have to have trumas and maisers in France and would be called here in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a gos yaivetz in. I think it's only in the new print of the Shas they made longer. They added on pieces of Agros Yaivet. And there he asks, the Gemara says in Daf Nun Vav in Bava Basra, which we mentioned, Kol HaRotzeh, Kol Sheher HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Kol Sheher HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Chayev B'Maiser. Did he show him all the way till France? Lefi Reb Yehuda, he saw Eretz Yisrael all the way till there. So either you'll say Nachanami, he did show him there. It doesn't say Mefurish in the Pasuk. It says Zagilo Dadon. It's Mashma all the Gvulos, but not Ad Kedekah. If so, Lefi Rabbanon also you ask, you draw a line from Turei Amnon. So maybe he saw Turei Amnon and he saw the Nachal Mitzrayim. So it's included all the things that he saw. But it's a little far-fetched to say that he showed him till France and till Europe. That Rabbeinu Peter, yes, Rabbeinu Tam, that should be chayev b'maisa. But it could be, that's what the Agos Yaivis asks on Tosu, but it could be that there, it's not doima. That means Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu Eretz Yisrael. If you're Rabbeinu, that's called Eretz Yisrael. Just like we said, he doesn't mention Yisochar and Zvulun, but he mentioned Eretz Yisrael. He showed him Eretz Yisrael. The protein that's mentioned is more for what Rashi says he showed him Shimshon, he showed him all kinds of Moroz or Asidim Lios. Maybe he showed him also Rabbeinu Peter asking Rabbeinu Tam. Mistame showed him that also. But the pshat is, once he showed him Eretz Yisrael, whatever is included in the Gvulos Eretz Yisrael is called Sheher HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. If it's not in the Gvulos Eretz Yisrael, it has to be called Mokem HaShatidro, Shara HaRotzes, that's called that he's not Sheher HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. It could be another mahalach in the whole Indian of Keni Knizi V'Kadmoini, and based on Rashi and Chumash. Rashi says in the beginning of Dvarim, in the beginning of the parasha, Posik Ches, Posik Zayin, Pnu Usu Lochem Uvoyu Haro Amoiri Vel Kol Shchenov Boharovo Bahor, Bashfelo, Banege, Bechofayam, Eretz Aknani, Valavon, and Ada, Noah, Godel, Nahar Pros. So he tells the Eden, after they were in Har Sinai, Rav Lochem Sheves Bahor Hazeh, go and be Kovish Eretz Yisrael, go and Haram Moiri, Shechena, Barov. So who's the Shechenim? Who are the neighbors of Haram Moiri? So Rashi says, Shechenov, Amoin, Umoyo, Vaseir. That's Keni, Knizi, Bekadmoni. Rashi himself, in Parshas Lech Lecho, in the Bris Ben Absorim, says, Es HaKeni, Es HaKnizi, Es HaKadmoni. Rashi says, Eser Umes Yeshkan, V'loi Nosan Loem Elo Shivo Goy, V'ashloisho Edoim Amoin, Umoyo, Vamoin, V'heim Keni, Knizi, Bekadmoni. Asidim Lius Yerushalo Osid, Shenema Edom Moev Mishlach Yod, B'nei Amoin Mishmato. So Keni, Knizi, Bekadmoini, the original ones in Lisbon, I'm sorry, Rashi says they're Amoin, Umoyo, V'nedek. And Rashi says here, Boyu Hawa Amoir Vel Kol Shechenim, right after Matan Torah, they were supposed to take over Eretz Yisrael, including Keni, Knizi, V'kadmoini, Amoin, Umoyo, V'edon. Why didn't they get it? We didn't get it. Rashi says, in the Brisbane Absorimi, Rashi says, V'loi Nosan Lo'em Elo Shivo Goyim, V'ashloi Shoh, Keni, Knizi, V'kadmoini, will be Lo'osi Lo'boi. Why? So I thought, and I found that Deres Elio in the Gro, he says, in the end of the parsha, it says when they came near Edom, "Vesom tzav leima atem oivrim b'gvul achechem bnei Yisov al tisgoru bom ki loy eten lochem me'artom ad midrach kafrega." I won't give you. But in the beginning of the parsha, he said he will give them. What happened in between? What happened in between was the grosses and Adaras Elio the chet amaraglim. That's what he said. So I think, what's the hezbar? What's the chet amaraglim? Because of that, they lost davke keini, knizi, v'kadmoni. The Sheva Umos they still had. But those three they lost because of Chet HaMeraglim. There's one more Rashi. Rashi says in Posik Ches, in the beginning of Parshas Dvorim, Rei nosati lifneichem es oretz, boyu ureshu es oretz. So Rashi says, what's boyu ureshu? Come and take it. Ein me'arer badover. Nobody's coming to say against you. Nobody's going to complain about it. Just go in. Ve'ein chem tzrichim le'milchomo. So Rashi says, if there wouldn't be miraglim, they wouldn't need ammunition, they wouldn't need weapons, they would have just go in and ein ma'arer badover. So what's the pshat? The pshat is, if they would have gone with the avtochas Hashem that he gave them Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvash, they would have just walked into Eretz Yisrael like somebody walks into his own house. The goyim would have just gone away, they would have been mefane the place, and they would have gone out. The Pesuk says, "Oz nivalu alufei yodim elim ov yachazim rad no moigu kol yeshvechnan tipol aleim emosav alfahad." They would have just left and gone. Ein ma'arev adover. Why wouldn't there be a ma'arev? Why wouldn't anybody complain that we're conquering other people's lands? Because they themselves gave it away. Tipol aleim emosav alfahad. But by the miraglim, you want to do it lefi that. So what? Being without a mechoma, without klezayin. You want to do it with spies, with miraglim, like you do a milchoma. A milchoma, you need klei zayin. So then you want to do a milchoma, so you'll do a milchoma, midah connected midah. Nemela with a milchoma, so then there is a ma'arev badover. Then we need to start the Torah from Bereishis. That says that, Rashi says, Lomo, why did it start from Bereishis? You should start from Achvedesh Azel Lochem Shia Mitzvah Rishon Hashem Itztavu Asa Yisrael. Matam, because Koyach Masov Higid Lamoy, so they say, when did that happen? When did they start saying listimatem? Rashi says, ein ma'arer badover. Nobody's coming to complain. So why did they say listimatem? Because of the chet ha'meraglim. If you would have gone in without a milchoma, you just walk into your own house. So ein ma'arer badover. The goyim themselves gave it away to you. But if you come in with klezayin, with miraglin, then it's listimatem, and then you need to start from Bereshis, and then you have to start saying koach masa v'gid lamoy, and then you have to say, why does it answer, how does it tell the goyim, and ad hayom hazeh, they're not relaxed from it, and they still say listim. So that's why they lost keni knizi v'kadmoini. Why? Because the pasuk says, atem oivrim b'gvul acheichem b'nei Yisov, v'yiru mikem, v'nishmartem oid, אל תסגורו בום, כי לא יאתן לכם מהעצום, כי ירושה לאיסוף נוסעת, it's theirs, it's their ירושה. If they give it away to you, בסדר, you could take it. But you can't get it with a מלחומה. The Shiva Amamin you could take with a מלחומה. But the Keni, Knizi וקדמוני, that is theirs, they got it a ירושה. And Rashi says they got it a ירושה because they were quiet. It says, אחס מהם לאיסוף, השתיים לבני לויט, בשכר שהולך למצרים בשוסק על מה שאומרו החויסי על קופונים, they deserve it, it's theirs, they got a Yerusha from Avraham Avinu, Hashem gave them a Yerusha, that's also Machlokes, the Reim says it's a Yerusha from Avraham, but that's another Kopanim, they got it, it's theirs. If boyu zichim leklei zayin, you get knizi v'kadmoni. You did the chet amraglim, now you need klei zayin, you have to do it with a melchoma. You can't take any knizi v'kadmoni, am and moyav and seir, you can't take with a melchoma. Yerusha leisel. And that's why it says, ki lo yete me'altzom ad midrach kafrag. We have to mention one more Rashi. The Rashi says, eilei moyav, alufei edoim eilei moyav, and oz yosher, it says, yoichazei moyroat. So Rashi says, that we're really not coming to fight them. So why was Yechazei Morad? What were they afraid of? So Rashi says that they were That means their Yechazei Morad was only they were mitztair on kvodom shel Yisrael, but then they knew that Yisrael is not coming on them to Mechoma. But I think Afal became, when they see all the Shiva Amamin leaving, they would have also left. They would have given it to them. But since they didn't, and everybody stayed, and they made a milchoma, so Memela also they stayed. But this one says, Yechazemai Rad, why was there Rad? That's been Pnei Kvoidom Shel Yisroel. Al Kolponim, if so, so we could say that their Bam is, it's different than all the Arotzos of Midrach Kaf Regel. All the Arotzos, they're Kovish, and it becomes part of Eretz Yisrael. But here, we can't take it. There's Dafka Iser not to take it, like we mentioned before. So Memele, it's not in that Klal of Shar Arotzos. It's different. If we get it out of the Zchus of Bris Ben Abzorim, but not because of the Din of Ad Midrach Kaf Regel, not as a Hemshech, a continuation of first Merkovish Eretz Knan, and Kehemshech, we take Midrach Kaf Regel. This is a new din. It's our din of Brisbane Absorim. When we deserve it, we get it, but it won't have that din of Shar Rotzes that they'll get Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. In fact, it might be able to put it into the posik. Kiloy eten lochem me'altzom ad midrach kaf regel. So Rashi says, ad midrach kaf regel, afilu midrach kaf regel. Even to walk into it, you can't. Loy ma'afilu drisas a regel. Any marshal of him lava baltum shalloy bill shoes. So in Enochanami, the pshuto, it means you can't even step your foot on those arotas, kenny knizivik had money without reshoes. Just means not to step in without reshoes. But it could also mean like a kavona shnir that you won't have this chus of midrach kafregel of kol mokem ashatidrech kafraglechem. You don't have it. It's naftia from there. Also, the second shot. You don't have a midrach kafregel until lo sid lovoy. That means you don't have it. You don't have the din of walking in, of being kovishit. You don't have the ability. You don't have the reshus. So mele, there's no din of ad midrach kafregel. And amoinu moyav, they were hukash. Lechura, they were hukash. Because it says, kasher osu li b'nei Esav, hayoshvim b'seir, v'amoyavim asher Kasher also livnei so v'yishvim bis. No, it's a posik that says it together. Kasher also livnei so v'yishvim b'seir, v'amoyavim ayishvim b'or. So it's the same inyan that they didn't go in both of them. That Hashem didn't let them go in ad midrach kafrega. Then we'll be zeichem. We'll get also the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Keini knizi v'kadmoni. We have to remember that ki yarchiv Hashem es gvulcha kasher diber loch. The Pasuk says, "V'yosafto l'cho oid sholesh orim ala sholesh oila." There's new dini. When Keni Knizi v'Kadmoni come, we have three more orim mikla to be mafrish. What's the inyan? There must be some inyan in it. I'll just end off saying that it's interesting, just like we said, it's interesting that in the Brisbane Absurd, the first ones that are mentioned is Keni Knizi v'Kadmoni, and those are the first ones we lost, and the last ones that we'll get at the end. Keni, the way it's written, Keni, Kuf Yud Nun Yud, Knizi, Kuf Nun Zayin Yud, Kadmoini, Kuf Dalet Mem Nun Yud, together, those three words, together is Begematria Yisroel. Which means that when we'll come to our Shlemus Yisroel, then we'll get the Keni, Knizi, Kadmoini, Mirtz Hashem, we shall be Zechet, the Torah.